I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Tuesday, the 24th of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134. We can't cover all the details in those sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today we're at Psalm 122 and we're just going to do the first verse. It says, "A Song of Ascents of David." So this is one of David's personal psalms. And verse 1 says, "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" This is a declaration of worship, of going to the temple to be with the Lord, of going to the temple to offer sacrifices, to sing, to praise, to give God glory. It's a declaration of a desire to worship. The Psalms that we've looked at so far in this sequence, Psalms 120, 21, and now 22, have an interesting sequence. The first Psalm, 120, is really focused on repentance. Psalm 121, more on the issue of trust. And now this one, specifically on worship. It's a great sequence. It parallels our own experience that repentance breeds and develops a new attitude of trust toward God, and that leads us into worship. Repentance, trust, worship. Perhaps it's worth trying that if you want to have closer, more intimate worship, more fulfilling worship of God. Perhaps repentance comes and then trust first, and then the worship is meaningful. Psalm 122, as Peterson says in his book called Along Obedience in the Same Direction, says that Psalm 122 is the song of a person who decides to go to church and worship God in the New Testament sense. Decides. That's very important. If worship's going to be authentic and real and meaningful, it has to be our own decision. This is someone who has chosen to worship. Real worship is always voluntary. But sometimes our worship needs to be prompted by others, encouraging us to worship. It is noticeable that in this verse that he says, "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let us go.'" So initially, perhaps he was willing to worship but hadn't yet decided. And someone said, "Let's go to the house of the Lord." And then David said, "Yes, let's do that. That'd be great. I'd enjoy that. We need to do that. I want to do that." And he was, I think, willing, but he needed somebody. And we need that in our Christian lives. So much in the New Testament is about encouraging one another. There's so many references to the idea of helping one another to live up to the calling we've already accepted, the encouragement to spur one another on towards love and good deeds. And part of that is about worshiping together. And that's a powerful thing in the Christian life. If we get isolated, then we get isolated not only from one another, but we get isolated from God, and we get isolated from corporate, collective, effective, powerful worship. And what a sad state of affairs that is for someone who professes to love God. Let's participate in that group worship. That's why we meet, part of why we meet on a Sunday or whenever else we meet as groups of Christians, to go to, in a sense, the house of the Lord and worship together. And that's a time of great rejoicing. As we go through Psalm 122, we will see that this psalm gives us three reasons to worship. It gives us the reason that worship gives us a workable structure for life. Secondly, it says that worship nurtures our need to be in a relationship with God. And thirdly, worship centers our attention on the decisions of God. So perhaps you'd like to read ahead the rest of Psalm 122 and look for those themes: a workable structure for life, nurturing our need to be in a relationship with God, and centering our attention on the decisions of God. And we'll see that as we go on in the next couple of days to study the other verses in Psalm 122. Just for today, let me encourage you to go with me to the house of the Lord and let us worship together. Let's rejoice in that. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at our website, nwlcc.org. You can get a hold of me via that website. And until the next time, I do hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.